In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can't serve two masters. You love one and hate the other. This is just a simple fact. It's an either or. You will either love God and you'll hate sin, Satan, and death, or you will love the things that are associated with sin and Satan and death, and you will hate God. There is only one way that you can view things. You can't have it both ways. God is either good or God is bad. And this impacts everything. It impacts how we use and view money. And that's what today's gospel is about. Not about money, but more about how we use money. It's about debt. God forgives us our debt. He restores to us the joy of salvation. And this is why the master in our Lord's parable commends the manager for the misuse, the abuse, the squandering of his money. But our canceled debt that God has done for us, our canceled debt changes how we view things. It gives us good eyes to view him properly in faith. And even pagans, even people who do not believe in God, who hate God, they know that you can make friends by forgiving debt or by removing debt. But we Christians, we sometimes forget that. We hang on to debts, especially those debts in terms of our interpersonal relationships. We hang on to the slights that people have given us. We don't forgive them. We nurse grudges over hurts that have been done to us. And this should not be. For no man can serve two masters. Either you serve the one who forgives all, and thus in the joy of salvation you also forgive. That's your service to him. Or you end up serving the one who encourages you to collect all debts against you. To serve a master is to be like your master. And so serving the Lord, you will become a forgiver, a debt deleter. Or serving Satan, you will be like him. You will never let go. You will never forgive. And thus, you will become one who knows no salvation. Thus, though you have been baptized, you will not know the joy of your salvation, and you may even lose your salvation. Fortunately, you are here today. You're here to receive holy absolution, to have your debts forgiven and erased, to be reminded of your baptism where you were made a member of the royal family, to receive his supper where you dine at the king's table on the king's finest riches. And so, if you are nursing grudges today, if you're hanging on to debts owed to you, if you're unwilling to forgive, let them go. Come to his table and have your own debt of lovelessness toward others forgiven and be accepted into his eternal dwelling. Because how have any of those debts that you've been hanging on to, how have any of those bills of debt you're trying to keep track of and trying to keep straight, how has that been treating you? Have you collected on any of those debts that people owe you? Has it given you joy to hang on to them and to remember them? Has it increased your spiritual wealth or your spiritual health? Has it improved your life? Or has it merely made you miserable? It is, to be sure, it is just and right for those debts that people owe you. It's just and right for them to be paid to you in full, for you to collect on them. That is just. No one denies that. But is hanging on to them doing you or they any good? You're only robbing yourself. Let go. Forgive. Now I know that you and me, none of us have the power to do that. to let go of those things that have been gnawing at us for so long, those things that have hurt us so deeply that we just don't think we can forgive them. But neither do you or I have the power to serve two masters. You are either dead in sin and unable to serve God, or you are dead in sin but raised anew in baptism and able to serve God in faith. But either way, you're dead. Are you going to live in death or in Christ, who is your life? For according to the world, our Lord acts unjustly. He forgives debts. He forgives your debts. And he commends those who forgive the debts owed them. And by this, he increases the joy of all, both those who forgive and those who have been forgiven. For there is no joy in debt collection. Have you ever been overjoyed to have a collection agency call you, whether it was by mistake or because you knew you deserved it? Is there joy in that? Not one bit. Do you think it's joyful to be somebody who has to repossess things or collect on debts? No. There's justice in that, but there is not joy. And justice without mercy means death to the sinner. And therefore, it is empty. It is joyless. It does not fix the wrongs that others have done to you. It only increases sorrow all around, making everyone involved miserable. And that's just logical. That's sensible and pragmatic. And it's therefore wiser to forgive than to live in bitterness. And people in our world can figure that out without hearing about it from Jesus. Why can't Christians who have been forgiven everything by their God and their Savior, why can't they figure out that forgiving debts is better? That it wins friends, it influences people. Now, our Lord does not forgive to win friends. He doesn't do it to manipulate or influence people or to get what he wants. He does it for the joy laid before him of winning salvation for all mankind. It is a joy to him, not because you or I are convinced of his salvation, not because all have even been saved by that salvation that he has prepared for all, because some do not want him or his salvation. People certainly aren't lining up at his door to receive from him the gifts that he gives, are they? No, it's not a joy to him because of you and me. It's a joy to him because of his Father. Because it is his Father's will to redeem all of sinful humanity. To be a gracious debt forgiver. That's the Father's will. It is the Father's will that the Son therefore be viewed by our world as an unjust manager of the Father's wealth. It is the Father's will that all of fallen creation be redeemed through the Son's innocent death and suffering. And to lavishly and to willy-nilly for that Son to scatter that wealth abroad, just like a bum who's won the lottery and is on the bender of his life, making friends everywhere while the money lasts. Of course, you and I know that with a bum like that who's won the lottery, the money always runs out. The party ends and Good Time Charlie goes back to being Sad Sack Sally. But with the Lord, there's no bottom. There is no end to his wealth. He keeps pouring and scattering and squandering the Father's love on debtors like you and me. There is only an end to how long debtors can get in on the free money. On the last day, the party with our Lord will not end. But the doors to the party will be shut. The time of judgment will come for those outside the party. The debts will be called in. The scores will be settled. The debtors who wrote off their debts to the account of Jesus Christ will be commended for their shrewdness of their faith. They didn't knuckle down and try to work off their debt to God. They didn't try to collect from all who owed them. They didn't try to be responsible, but miserly and miserable citizens. No, they took what was freely, and let's be frank, unfairly given to them. And in joy, they paid it forward. They gave it out. They forgave it out. For there is always more forgiveness with our Lord where the last bit came from. So grab on now. Get your debts forgiven while the forgiving's good. It ain't right. It isn't just. It's not how this world works. But it is God's way. He commends those who in mercy let themselves be defrauded by forgiving the sin debts that others owe them. He does not take people's debts out on their backsides. He doesn't give them what they deserve. Instead, he pays for their debts with his backside. A back that was torn and shredded by the whips for our debts. A brow that was pierced for our wicked thoughts and attitudes. Hands and feet that were nailed to the wood of the cross for all of the wicked things done by you and me and the evil places gone by us. A heart that was pierced and broken by your choosing other gods. And a life that was poured out for all the things that you have wasted your life on. But that's not the end. With this God-man nailed to a cross, what is broken and pierced and torn and killed is healed and raised for our justification, so that we who are not right can be called right by our Lord, so that we who do not forgive can be forgiven by Him. He who is God pays for your sins, the just for the unjust, so that the unjust are called just until that day when He commends you before all creation, before all souls who have ever lived, before the universe herself, and He reveals that hidden under the rags of the broken down sinner that you are lays His glorious child, His heir to all that He accomplished on the cross. And on that day, you will then no longer be clothed in your rags of sin. You will be clothed in the garments of light, the same clothing that He now wears in glory. The perfection of a resurrected body free from the ills and the moral weakness that plague you here. You will be perfect in Him. You'll be pleasing to Him without wrinkle or blemish or fault or sin or character defect. This is your destiny, you unjust but shrewd in faith manager. He forgives. You forgive. God be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. And not only the peace that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.